This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop, running the three-man show, EB, in Orlando with his big suitcase, one would imagine, that he was lamenting about. Coming up in an hour, Will Dawkins is going to join us. He runs the Wizards. He's their GM.
Do you think Will Dawkins, maybe I should ask him, save it for the show. Do you think he would let me in their war room on draft night?
No.
As long as I like didn't have my phone, just to be an observer.
I think it's a stretch.
50-50.
I think you should ask him, but I don't think
I should ask him. Because that'd be fun. It'd be fun to see that, see how everything works.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't blab about it. I wouldn't be on social media about it. It'd be just a fun experience.
It would be very cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him to be the representative for the lottery?
Well, no, I can't do that because I'm notoriously unlucky. I would not do that to my favorite NBA team.
Remember the Cavs used to bring the owner's son?
They did bring the owner's son.
Had some sort of disability, it seemed like.
Yeah, and he was a good luck charm because they got the number one pick, I think, maybe twice when they did that bit with that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good for them. But no, I would never jinx the fan base by going to, I think it's Secaucus or wherever they do the draft lottery. I can't be there for
that. Well, they got the number one pick, but they botched at least one of them.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Will Dawkins coming up at 8 o'clock. Kevin McCarthy is going to join us at 9:45, plus Mike Mars Classic Movie Review at 8:25. Got some stadium news, or at least speculation. Mayor Bowser is trying to get the Commanders to call D.C. their home.
That's correct.
Wants the new stadium to be built. Everybody wants it. I think, I'm not overstating when I say everybody. Seems like everybody that listens to the show that are fans of the team want the stadium to be at the RFK site.
Right.
The question is, how do they do it?
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Bowser has been using now the Minneapolis model. The city, the Minnesota Vikings downtown stadium,
US Bank
as
Stadium,
as a comparable model for what she envisions in DC.
Right.
Here is a bit of a monkey wrench for fans.
Hmm.
Tailgating would be limited at best and may go away because the limited space, the way that they're going to do the parking lots, they have to have recreational space, they have all these different things. Would you be devastated if you do have the stadium at RFK, but you can't have the tailgate?
Yeah, one of the few good things about Northwest Stadium is the abundance of parking around the stadium. You wouldn't have that same luxury at RFK for the reasons you just mentioned. There has to be like mixed-use retail. There has to be a certain percentage of the acreage that goes to green space and parks. You would have to have, you know, I don't know if they're going to build like a hotel as part of the complex. So, and the land, the amount of acreage isn't big enough to sustain everything and also have 100 acres of parking around it. There's limited space.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you.
I want to hear MGM the National tailgate, Harbor listener tailgate lines. Teds of the
is
world.
Is it a no-go for you? A no-go for you if it means no tailgating? Meaning you get RFK, but no tailgating.
One or the other. That's a good question. I think if
it wipes out tailgating, are you okay with RFK being the site?
I think most people would be okay as long as you secured the RFK site and had a brand new, obviously state-of-the-art stadium there. I think most would be okay with no tailgating.
Or do you think...
I could be wrong.
The tailgating has to be part of the deal. 800-636-1067. Cakes referenced the breakdown. So the RFK campus is 174 acres. But they preserve the congressionally mandated 52 acres for recreation. So you, you subtract those 52 acres.
Yeah.
Then you have to take 20 to 25 acres for the stadium itself. So then there's only about 100 acres left for other development. And like you said, they want that to include housing and retail. 800-636-1067.
So it's going to be kind of similar to Nats Park, where they have parking garages instead of surface parking around the stadium.
And then
there's just not room.
And bars and restaurants around it.
Right.
But I think the fans would be upset because they look forward to that. They don't want to have to go to a bar and spend a bunch of money tailgating. They want to sit in the parking lot, you know, bring out their grill, bring their coolers. I don't know. I think maybe it's 50-50, but I would think the fans would be upset if they couldn't tailgate. I know Tailgate Ted would be.
Well, he's on the line.
I know.
Tailgate Ted, I know you're going to be pissed. I'll be surprised if you're not.
Let me pull him up. Tailgate.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man? The clock is officially ticking on you.
My vibe is you would be upset if you could not tailgate.
Oh, I'd be salty as hell. Yeah. I mean, I've got four tickets. I'm not going to pay for four PSLs if I can't tailgate. I'm still going to go to games, just being realistic, because it's my team. But there's just so much more to just not tailgating. I mean, it's yes, people do it just because they want to drink and not spend money on the inside. But there's so many fans, guys in my wedding that live in North Carolina I never would have met because of tailgating. We don't sit next to each other in the stadium. It's not just about getting drunk outside.
It's community.
It is. And to take that away from us, I mean, I've gone to Minnesota for games. I've gone to Chicago for games in Seattle where you can't really tailgate or do that. And it's just a miserable experience. And it's going to really diminish the just aspect of going to a game day. I mean, Grant talked about it yesterday. What are you going to care about when the stadium actually gets old? And it's not fancy new anymore, and the amenities on the inside don't really matter. I mean, tailgating is something that we have had for a long time when the team was bad, when the team was good in 2012 with Robert, and eventually the team will take a decline again years down the road. And tailgating is something that we all look forward to as fans. So to take that away from us potentially is just a huge detriment. And I know people can still find ways to do it, but it won't be the same.
Yeah, what if there were like a satellite spot where you could tailgate a mile away and then go to the game? Like that, it's not quite the same because you want to tailgate and then you want to walk into the
stadium. That would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That's what I did in Detroit with the NFL Fan of the Year, Megan Stefanski. They have a huge tailgate, but it's over a mile away.
Right.
So they had golf carts that were shuttling people back and forth. I mean, talk about a headache and just a nightmare. And it's not something that I think our fans would want to do when people are thinking, oh, well, we can just go to Muni lots. Eric Flack talked about it in his story. They don't have those type of lots around RFK and Capitol Hill.
Well, what if they build an area? What if they build an area like the bullpen? Okay, the bullpen here for Nats games. Now, baseball's different, but there's not tailgating. I would imagine kind of what they're envisioning for RFK is going to be somewhat like Nats Park, where they built out a bunch of, you know, bars and restaurants and things like that. But the bullpen is kind of an area where people can hang and they drink their beer. Now, it's going to be more expensive than bringing your own cooler and just opening up, you know, the trunk of your SUV with a grill.
Ted, let me just posit this to you. It's a lot less work for you, man. You work your ass off for those tailgates.
Yeah, but he loves it.
I know he loves it, but I see all of his Costco runs and him like just like going all over the place to get the materials for the tailgate.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work, man. But I guess it's a labor of love.
What if they give you an area like the bullpen that has food trucks, that has, you know, beer trucks and that sort of thing?
It's not going to be the same experience. People want to do their own stuff. I mean, once again, going back, Grant, Danny talked about it yesterday. He's going to have four kids he's going to want to take to a tailgate. I don't want to take four kids to the bullpen. I mean, you guys saw what the bullpen turned into. It's just drunken debauchery there.
Yeah, but that was when that was when, you know, Cakes was leading F. Dan Snyder cheers.
No, that was a celebration,
in general,
JP.
It's not a family. It's
yeah. No, but I think like Ted, I mean, Ted's a huge team fan. He loves the team. But I think a lot of people just like, like you said, just like going to the parking lot, mm-hmm. parking their car, bringing their cooler out and their grill and just having a good time for a couple hours, you know, a happy hour, pre-gamer.
Right.
And just having cocktails, I think they'd be upset.
All right, Ted, we've got a bunch of callers. This last question for you. 800-636-1067, you're going to chime in. So you have two choices. You have the new site, RFK Stadium, but no tailgating, or they stay in Landover, build the new stadium right where they are in Landover. And you can still
stay
tailgate.
In Landover.
You want to stay in Landover?
Stay in Landover.
Yeah.
And yep. I'm out on RFK 2.0.
I mean, of course, he has tailgate in his name.
He would just be Ted.
Which one do you think he's going to pick? Thank you, Ted. Best of luck.
Appreciate you, boys.
And have fun in your last 5 or 6 years of tailgating that you have remaining.
I think it's a little bit overblown that you don't need to have your own grill and your van and everything like that.
Right.
If they build like a field house, so, like a lot of these stadiums that have this kind of stuff mm-hmm. in college, you can go there. It's you fit 10,000 people inside a huge hangar,
yeah.
whatever it was. You can have all your like a beer garden
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
all your fans, hot sausages,
yeah.
beers, whatever. It's a pregame festivity. All the fans are in there together. You can bring your friends with you. You don't have to have your own grill and make your own hot dogs
right.
in the back of your car.
Hey, so, some people feel like they have to do
a
it
a lot
that
of
way.
People
then,
do it.
Then
bro.
I'm sure you could. They could, but that doesn't mean that. The experience won't be better or just as good doing
Trav,
something a little different.
Trust me.
I don't think
so. I'm with you. Do you think I want to go to Costco 9 times and lug around all the stuff that Tailgate Ted has in his van with the flames on the side of it? No, thanks. I'd rather just show up, have a beer or two, get myself a bratwurst, and then I go in the stadium
right, but
if they have that spot set up
and
available.
You're different. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are totally different
than completely
you.
Understand. And look. I like tailgates. I've been to Valdez's tailgate a bunch. I've tailgated with my kids at College Park before Terps games. Tailgating is fun. I understand it. I understand the attraction.
Every big-time college football stadium, the number one aspect of that game or pregame is tailgating.
Understood.
It's huge.
I know. It's fun.
The last thing those people would want to do is park their car and go right into a bar
right.
and spend $15 on a drink.
See, I think that's the big part. People...
They don't want to do that.
They don't want to spend what it costs at or around the stadium to buy beers. They'd rather bring their cooler, and they'd rather cut some corners and pay less.
I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I'll say this. I went to the Intuit Dome for the UFC about a month ago. And I envision kind of what they want in new arenas and even for the stadium like that, where there's kind of a big open fairgrounds as you walk in, and that's where you would have your food trucks and that sort of thing. You won't have the space for the tailgating.
All right, we'll take your calls, continue to take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Is no tailgating a deal breaker for you at the potential news site at RFK if the Commanders move there? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.